So if there is a love between, say, a dog and a human being, or a pet and a master, is that related to the hormone secretions, or is that related to the soul? Any relationship that we have, that the consciousness for that has to come from the soul, because the soul is the source of consciousness. And any relationship that we have, there will be chemical secretions in it, because the soul is acting through the body. We don't deny. So when we laugh, say, there may be certain chemicals that are secreted in the brain. There's nothing wrong in that. But the problem is reductionism. Reductionism means to reduce it to that alone. That there is nothing more to emotions than the secretion of chemicals. Reductionism is the problem. So when we function, the soul works through the mind and the body. So if somebody is happy, they have a very grave face. Say, somebody has cracked a joke and they keep a grave face. Say, why are you not laughing? No, my soul is laughing. No, if your soul is laughing, that's to express at the bodily level also, isn't it? So, there is a bodily component to it. The mistake is to think that that is the whole. Now, when we come to relationship with pets, it's natural for we, as especially when human beings live close to nature, then there were domestic animals and there was love for those domestic animals. Now when many people live away from nature, the human heart longs for some replica of that. And that's why we have pets even in urban cities, urban places. In fact, in America, in many cities, the dog parks are bigger than the human parks. You know, because they say that the dog, at least human beings, you go out for work, but the dog is cooped inside the house. The dog needs a walk more than the human beings. So they have dog parks, basically. So the idea is that in any relationship that we have, the soul is involved and the biochemical elements are also involved. The point is not who all is involved. The point is, what is the purpose that is served by it? So ultimately, we are meant to... Our loving relationships can be fulfilled only when we love God. And if other relationships are conducive to that relationship with God, they assist us in developing the relationship with God, that is good. But if these other relationships become a substitute for the relationship with God, then it becomes a big problem. So we have to evaluate. So for example, now in America, the fertility rate is going down. Most people prefer to have dogs than children. Seriously, it's a big problem. In America and Europe, people feel that, you know, if you have children, they are so messy. If you purchase a dog, the dog is already trained. A dog, you know, you can offer your love to a dog instead of a child. So, in many, especially metropolitan cities, the population of dogs is more than the population of children. So here what is happening is, the relationship with a pet is becoming a substitute for a relationship with a child. Having a pet is not a problem. But if we make the pet a substitute for the child, that is a problem. Isn't it? So similarly, if we make any relationship in this world, whether it is another human being or with a dog, we make that into a substitute for our relationship with God, that becomes a big problem. And unfortunately, if we don't have a relationship with God, then we may make any relationship into a substitute. There was an American billionaire, when his pet dog passed away, he had a funeral ceremony for the dog. And he spent more for that funeral ceremony than what was spent by the American government for Donald Trump's inauguration. So what has happened again? You know, one relationship has become so big, it has blinded one to the big picture. So that is the problem. So if we have the big picture in mind, then whatever other relationships we have, we can see them in perspective. Does it answer your question? Any other questions?